Oh, it's going to be a great time. Yeah, that, of course, Felix on the lead there. And, of course, the Rascals and Good Lovin' sounded so good there. You say you trained as a classical pianist as a child, really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And when did you start rocking it?
Well, my mom, right, you know, she really wanted me to be a classical pianist. And they saw a little talent, so they started me taking lessons. And I took 3 lessons a week for about 8 years. And what I found out is that, you know, when you play classical music, you're not allowed to change anything. In other words, that's how this guy wrote it many, many years ago.
Yes.
That's how you're going to play it. So I started rocking as soon as I went home, you know.
I'm not playing it like that, man.
No, we really had a tough time with that because, you know, like this guy's a couple of hundred years old. Yeah. And you just have to play it as written, you know. And I started to, you know, kind of create, and that's when I knew that I could write, you know, and that's when I knew that I was not going to be a classical musician.
So all those dollars that mom and dad spent, you guys, you're like, oh man.
Well, you see, but the education that you get, the learning that
it's wonderful,
so
isn't
that
it,
when
though?
You do go into the music world,
sure.
You know, and I had the good pleasure of working with Arif Mardin, you know, who was part of the Atlantic family. And, I mean, he was so trained that, you know, so we could communicate, you know, we could talk the same language, you know, thanks to Johann Sebastian Bach.
Yeah.
You know, we have a language that we can speak to one another.
Exactly,
know?
Right. And so that's the cool part of the education is that you know that language.
Yeah, well, you learn, you know, how to communicate to others. And it's interesting because Nashville has its own language. I don't know if you're aware of that. The musicians down here, they use numbers.
Right, yeah.
And
number system.
We also learned that to a degree in classical, you know, the 1, the 4, the 5, the 2, minors. So it's great to be able to, you know, really talk to somebody and have them know, you know, what you're thinking, like, you know, how loud, how soft, you know. Et cetera, et cetera.
So, you know, and you and I have talked in the past, and I've had you on a few times, but I don't know that we ever got into this discussion. When you really got into rocking, as you say, how did you cross paths with the rest of the guys, Van Zandt and those guys in the Rascals? How'd that happen? How did you guys
with
get
Steve?
To, yeah.
Well, Steve was part of course, Bruce's world, and Bruce and those Jersey guys,
yes,
they grew up with the Rascals,
yeah,
because we were older than them, you know, and so they kind of, you know, one of the things that was so great about, you know, when we were coming up,
right,
is that everybody was English, pretty much everybody was English, you know, and so here comes these guys, 3 of them who are Italian, and one guy told me one time, he says, "Man, you're so cool. You made it okay for Italians to have long hair. We used to get beat up." Until you guys came along, we used to get beat up for trying to look like a Beatle. But anyway, that's thing.
Funny.
So that whole area, the tri-state area, embraced us.
Yeah.
And to this day, there's a special kind of feeling for the Rascals in the tri-state area.
I'm sure there is.
And it's really cool, man.
And the same thing with the Four Seasons. And Frankie
Absolutely.
And those guys. It's a tight-knit bunch, isn't it?
You know, and I'm real proud of that because, you know, like there's nothing like, you know, really... You know, they say if you can make it there, you can make it anywhere, you know, so.
Right. Well, we're very, very happy that you're here in Nashville. You've been here for a long time. We might as well call you Nashvillian now.
You can tell by my accent.
Yeah. Well, that's the way it goes, isn't
yes.
it?
Yes.
Coming up on the 22nd of the month, it's presented by Hippie Radio. Of course, it's Felix Cavallari along with our Nashville Symphony and his Rascals, and it's just going to be an absolute dynamite time. We're going to give you a chance to win tickets coming up here in just a few, but I'm going to play one of my favorite Rascal tunes, and I can only imagine. I can't wait for this night to happen because I want to hear our Grammy Award-winning, or I should say Nashville's Grammy Award-winning Nashville Symphony, when they do this song right here, Rascals on Hippie Radio.
How can I be sure?